Indeed it does, and this is a very long-running case dating back to 2003. For 14 years, Ireland has been defending this in the Court of Justice. And today, the Court of Justice ruled against Ireland. And before I just speak of the actual issues involved, somebody has to ask the question of the Irish government. How much has it cost the state for Ireland to defend a case for 14 years in the Court of Justice and to pay the costs? How much has it cost on something that clearly, you know, they knew they were going to lose? But aside from that, what does the judgment say? The judgment refers to the fact that in Ireland, if you lease or import a car, or hire a car for a period of time from abroad, from across the border, that you have to pay the full VRT, even when that's for a limited period. And not only did you have to pay the full VRT, they might look at refunding some of it to you when you had finished with your leasing arrangement, but they were charging a €500 administration fee. So in other words, Ireland were making it virtually impossible for anybody to lease or a car for a limited period from across the border because they were being charged the full VRT. This judgment says that that cannot happen in the future. And subsequently, from now on, if you're hiring or leasing a car for a limited period of time, you will have to pay a proportion of the VRT that would correspond with the length of time you have it in the state, whatever. In other words, it'll be fair. It won't give you an advantage over anyone else, but equally, it won't put you at a huge disadvantage. And not a month goes by, but I get an email from somebody in Donegal or Monaghan or Cavan or Louth or some of the border counties from people who work in Northern Ireland, particularly people whose jobs involve company cars, where they're leased, etc. And they have terrible trouble with all of this. So at least finally, we have clarity on this. The Irish government will now have to immediately put in place legislation to deal with this on a proper and a fair basis.
In terms of the money that was lost in the past, Marion, has that been lost forever or will the Irish government be held accountable to that?
Well, that'll be interesting to see. I have no doubt somebody will take a case. There might even be some kind of a class action on it because a lot of people will have lost out. They will have had to pay this money up front, sometimes to get a car back, etc. And I have no doubt, given the numbers that contact my office on a regular basis, that over that 14-year period, we are looking at a lot of people who paid the full amount because the car was lifted, a lot of people who had to pay the full amount, but, you know, after a period of time, the car was no longer leased or hired, but they never got their money back. And not only did they not get their money back, they didn't get interest on it because under EU law, those citizens are due the interest on the money that they should have got back. Not only should they get their money back, they're due interest. Now, there may be issues about time, you know, that they talk about time running out on certain cases. I'm no expert in that. You need to talk to a solicitor. But I have no doubt that there are enough people out there who found themselves, you know, victims, if you like, of Ireland's misapplication of this piece of legislation, who have paid dearly for it and certainly should be entitled to both their money back and interest on it. But as I said, there may be issues around time. If you were one of those people that it happened back to in 2003, 2005, maybe the statute of limitations may have run out. Maybe not. I don't know. But if your case was more recent, I have no doubt that it's well worth talking to your solicitor about it, especially if it's a substantial amount of money.